long as you want it to last. Put that in your mind as we start another hour of making this a good day, helping you to have a good day. I can't make it a good day. I can help you have a good day. It's up to you, actually, to make this day a good day. We'll try to do it with conversation, information, pointing out some of the great things that are going on. We have some good news.
Good news blowing in your window.
Roberta actually has some good news. The Queen of Chief.
Yes.
With some free food. Actually, a lot of free food, looks like here.
A lot of free stuff.
That's good. Free! Free! It's all free! Queen of Chief for Wednesday coming up. Also, the worst possible thing you can put in your mouth in terms of health for your teeth. That's coming up in a few minutes. The first thing that's good here today, I find anyway, this is all subjective stuff, Roberta, my own take on things that are going on.
Well, it is the Doug Stephan Show.
I've heard that,
so
yes, exactly.
So it wouldn't be my take on stuff going on.
Well, it could be. You're a participant in the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
But
so you could
the
have
final
your
word is yours.
Well, but you can come up with stuff.
Absolutely,
come up with your own
I can
goodness.
Come up with stuff.
Yeah. Here's the story of a young boy in Kansas who was among millions in America who watched this past weekend the story of the Afghanistani shootdown of our Chinook helicopter. The boy in Kansas found out that his father, a pilot in the Army, was on board that helicopter. In the midst of all of this, he couldn't understand why the SEALs drew so much attention. There were 30 Americans on this helicopter. Why wasn't anybody mentioning his father?
Yeah.
Who was a chief warrant officer with Bravo Company, 7th Battalion, 155th Aviation Regiment. So he sent in a photograph to CNN to report on his dad, Brian Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
A picture was of Mr. Nichols sitting with four of his Army buddies in front of a military aircraft. And so now this boy, Braden Nichols, has done what nobody else seemed to be able to do, and that is call attention to others. Not that the men who were SEALs weren't important. Somebody earlier this morning drew the conclusion that the Taliban knew who was in the helicopter. That's why I shot it down. I don't know whether that's, I mean, how do you prove that one way or another? Interesting speculation. Anyway, this young fellow, 10-year-old Braden Nichols, managed to bring us around to understand what is important and what was important about this. We sometimes get, because the news media is as slanted as it is, we pay attention, we put more emphasis, not that we ought not to emphasize the SEALs, but we ought to emphasize everybody who is in there. There were nine others. And by the way, this fellow Nichols was supposed to fly home to Kansas City for 2-week leave this week.
Oh.
So
how many times does that happen? It's so common.
Yeah.
That they're at their end of there. They've been there for four rounds, and they're about to go home. And
back
bam.
Again to the question of what the heck are we doing there?
Well, that's a whole other thing.
Yep, it's a whole other thing. But anyway, I found that was sad, but good in a sense. Okay, here's another item. Dennis Howard is a gentleman's name in scrutiny here. Mr. Howard has sailed all over the world. All over the world. But unfortunately, eye disease has taken away his sight.
Aw.
But you know what? He is not letting the fact that he's lost his vision stop the pursuit of his pleasure.
Sailing?
He is going to sail around the world alone, blind.
Alone?
Alone and blind.
Well, you know, that's actually a sailing exercise that you do, because as you know, I mean, I'm an avid sailor.
Yep.
Once you get out on the water, you know, you kind of look around, make sure there's no other boats around you.
Yep.
Because I sail Long Island Sound, which can be rather busy. And you sail with your eyes closed. So you do it by feeling the wind and feeling your hands on the wheel or tiller and feeling how the water is affecting the pressure of the wheel or the tiller and the sails. And it's a wonderful exercise to get yourself in touch with the elements around you.
Yep. Well, this fellow is able to, he can see enough so that he knows the difference between night and day. He can see light, that kind of stuff. But he walks down the street and he runs into things. He has no real ability to distinguish. He falls off of things. He says he embarrasses himself. But at any rate, he says, I've done this enough.
Yep.
I understand, and it's pretty much what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can do this. So he's had dizzying headaches. Apparently what he went through is very painful and severe. The doctor there's no surgical way, apparently, of fixing this.
Do they know why he's getting it?
It's some related disease to glaucoma.
Oh, okay.
Apparently. Anyway, the doctor says it's one of those situations where if you don't do surgery, he's going to go blind. But he doesn't want the surgery because it's so painful, so he's got a little bit of sight, and he's going to use that.
While he's got it.
While he's got it. To sail around the world in his 20-foot boat.
20-foot?
I think I'd be not too eager
goodness.
To do that, frankly.
Ooh, the sea will swallow you up in something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just, his way of.
Don't say it.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't say it.
Yeah.
Don't say it. But you know, a lot of the navigation stuff now can talk to you also.
Yeah, like in the GPS stuff in the car, turn left at the next roundabout.
Right, it talks to you, yeah.
Right.
So he could definitely do the navigation like that, especially if he knows, you know, if you know your hands on the buttons really well, kind of like touch typing, you know, you know exactly where the stuff is.
I mean, under the circumstances.
So it is doable, yeah.
Here's another analogy. Those of us or anybody who knows how to, whether it's just driving, you put the same principle there, or operating equipment. I'm operating equipment on the farm all the time, and I can do it without looking. I can hit the joystick and know what I'm going to do by moving the bucket around or whatever the implement is that's on the tractor. I can do it with my hand. I don't have to look at it. And that's true when you're driving the car. You look where you're going. You don't have to look down at the shifting mechanism to put it into gear. You don't have to look at the brake in order to.
You know
how to do that. So this is something here that maybe that's how he. He's doing this. That's how he calls on his skill. So if you want to know more about Mr. Howard's trip, pretty amazing stuff, you can visit insightsailing.com. Roberta's writing it down. Insightsailing.com. So you'll check that out, Roberta, and let us know as a sailor what you think of his chances. Insightsailing.com. I thought that was a good... What we need is more inspiration. We need people to do things that require, like Diana Nyad, even though she didn't make it across from Cuba to the Keys, she gave it 29 hours of her strength, of her all, of her due, and that's further than I could go, further than you could go, further than most anybody listening to this program could go. So for people to take a shot at her, I heard one a-hole yesterday say, I told you she wasn't going to make it. You know what? I put you out there, pal.
Yeah, you
and
try.
And see what you can do.
See
exactly.
How far you can go.
Right. 61 years old, a physical specimen like most people dream of that are in their 30s, and a smart, motivated, positive person. I enjoyed having her on. As a matter of fact, Michael, if you can find her number from when we had her on a couple of weeks ago, let's see if we can call her up and congratulate her on how well she did. Because she did do well. That was really a remarkable feat, no matter how you slice it. 15 past the hour. The good news continues here on Good Day.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take our word for it. Five IIHS top safety picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year. The Chevy Model Year Wrap-Up. Get in on our greatest model year yet.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Prizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Prizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take our word for it. Five IIHS top safety picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Model Year Wrap-Up. Get in on our greatest model year yet.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? Their incredible selection of Windows laptops, perfect for your student. Now you don't have to hear.
You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big.
Or
the X key is missing. That's not an important letter.
Or our favorite.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
So go to Staples for powerful and portable laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology. Staples. That was easy.
That was easy. I'm happy to make things easy, aren't you, Roberta?
I love making things easy. That's
Roberta
my middle name.
Yes, it is. Roberta Easy Fasinelli. We'll be here to help
capital
you do
e,
things.
Capital Z.
Do more and more for less and less. That's the Queen of Cheap's demo. We'll do some television info in the next half hour. I'm going to digress here for just a moment because something just came to my attention that I want to underscore with regard to the story that we started out with, the boy in Kansas who wanted people to know who his father was. I believe, and I think this is being sort of circulated around, that the names of those dead troops from the helicopter ought not to be released, at least not the names of the SEALs.
Because they were a secret.
Well,
the
chief of special operations is lobbying against releasing the names of these people who were killed in the crash. The identities of the dead service members have not been released, which is not the usual Pentagon practice. But because 22 of them were these commandos and special Air Force operators, so far the only name that has been made public is the name of this fellow's father.
Right.
There's nobody else on that helicopter, I don't believe, that has been identified. It's hard to know what the right thing to do is, but in this circumstance, I think the right thing to do is not to release their names. And it is tragic end for a group of people who did something that was important to us, our country. I think the sad thing is that they, no matter what, they could never have benefited from having done it because nobody's supposed to know who they are, and they would stick to that. They would never,
right.
you'd never have known, which is the way it ought to be. But I just think. To have even a conversation about it, the news media, again, these blackguards from some of the news outlets who want, it's public information, we want to have, they're going to sue to get them. You know what? Go stick your head in a toilet, those of you who want to do that. 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
This guy
Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Having fun with Doug Steffens today.
I figure this is music. I know I sound like Grandpa now.
I'm an old man. I hate everything but Matlock. Ooh, it's on now.
Come with me. My love.
Shut up, Richard.
Oh, they don't make them like this anymore.
I don't miss Rich a bit.
Solid North Carolina. Give it up for TNC Elite.
And I'm getting so tired of this guy. He introduces everybody the same way, whoever the host is of America's Got Talent.
Uh-huh.
Last night, this is one of the groups that's in contention called TNC Elite, performing a song done by the Black Eyed Peas. And because this is a sort of theme of this program.
Hear that.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're tapping.
Crank this up, Michael. What are they doing?
Blogging?
Clogging. Yeah, that's what it is, a clogging routine. That's right, yeah. Yeah. All right. Good heavens. We have a lack of talent pretty much across the board in this country. No matter where you go, it's hard to find good talent. So let's see here. The judges were unenthusiastic toward this. There was an illusionist. Yeah. Let's see here. The skateboard riding bulldog Gabe came to appear last night on America's Got Talent. Let's see here. There is looking at some of the other things nobody's watching this. At least nobody on my staff. Not even Jennifer. Roberta likes this sort of thing usually.
But I don't have time right now.
Yeah. I know. Anyway, so here is a high school choir called Powerhouse performing Katy Perry's Firework. Let's see what comes out of this.
From Burbank, California, here is Powerhouse.
Who's this useless announcer? Who's this guy? The guy with a bike trick. Interesting concept, kind of. Choir doing a hit. So, Michael, play cut the next cut, 10-17, which is the judges comparing this group, Powerhouse, the choir, to the television show Glee.
Here, does that make you happy?
Do you know something? In a very strange way, that did make me happy. And I can't really put my finger on it because it's kind of is Glee meets Star Trek meets a 2-ton slab of cheddar cheese. And it is the cheesiest thing I've ever seen. But, in answer to your question, does it make me happy? It does.
Sharon?
makes me very happy. I tell you what, your enthusiasm.
That's Osborne,
and
right?
And your love of what you're doing, it is infectious. Right. It comes
so
over.
So then they like, love that. That was the may have been the best, the highlight of the show last night. Right? Anybody who watched it, you got any comments? 800-510-8255. Michael just found out it was Nick Cannon. Now, what do we know about him? Who's the host of the program? I never heard
he's
of the guy
actor,
before.
I think.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Not anybody particularly well-known, at least, shall I say, not well-known to me.
American actor, comedian, rapper, record producer, radio, and TV personality.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Good for him.
Oh, he's an African-American dude.
So?
Acted in the films Drumline, Love Don't Cost a Thing, just a way of, you know, yeah. identifying him.
Yeah, okay. Well,
yeah,
he's probably better. I hope he's better at that stuff than he is at hosting this program, because he does it says the same thing in the same tone, monologue kind of tone, as he introduces every act. Meanwhile, back to the issue of identifying some of the dead in that Chinook helicopter. Apparently, the Today Show has gotten a hold of some of the families of some of those people and is interviewing them tomorrow, either today or tomorrow or both. Not a good idea, I don't think. It's interesting. Somebody's gotten to these people. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the Tribune Corporation announced that it's working on its own tablet for disseminating its nationwide newspapers. The company hopes to offer the tablet for free with the purchase of extended subscriptions to its publications. Maybe this will save the newspaper business. Probably not. In other news, Facebook launched a standalone messaging app for iPhone and Android devices. Users can log into Messenger using their Facebook credentials and chat with friends or groups of friends on the go. The app puts all of your messages in one place so you can view your chat history on the computer as well. And finally, Apple momentarily surpassed Exxon as the world's largest company, breaking Exxon's 5-year streak at the top. The volatile nature of the market put Exxon back on top, but both companies are currently hovering around a market cap of $350 billion. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Damn.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi folks, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a 1-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for three decades.
Folks, to celebrate, celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/freedom. This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Today is a good day for you to make a pledge. How about we pledge that we will find solutions to problems, problems in your life, problems in the collective lives of our friends and neighbors, and we'll make new friends. How about that, Roberta? We're going to pledge to make new friends today. Good, Roberta. Thank you. What does she think? Yeah, Michael, did you ever set her clock so
yeah.
She's supposed to know what's going on time-wise?
But she'll have to read it.
Yeah, she's got to look at the clock. All right, so anyway, we'll get the Queen of Cheap started in a matter of moments. In the meantime, somebody wanted to tell us more about Nick Cannon, Gregory, listening in Texas. So what's the story on Nick Cannon? If you're just joining us, we were talking about America's Got Talent, and I said I don't think that Cannon, who's the announcer, I didn't know who he was, has much talent. So what's your take on him, Gregory?
Good morning, first of all.
Morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
He is a pretty famous guy. He's Mariah Carey's husband.
Mariah Carey's husband. Oh! Now I know who the guy is. Okay. Bing, bang, boom. Got it. I've always been a big fan of Mariah Carey. I think she's one of these people who has done wonderful things. She started out with nothing and created something. She's done very well for herself, been very smart about her career, and okay, so now, you know what, in my head ringing around was, all right, I know that name for some reason, but I couldn't remember. Well, I'm a big fan of Mariah Carey's. I'm still not necessarily a big fan of the way he's doing that show. He's there.
Yeah, I agree with you.
He's just bland, but if he's done other things, great. But if he's married to Mariah Carey, that gives him a little more sustenance in my book. So thank you. Thank you, Gregory.
You're welcome.
It was nice of you to call and tell us that. Thanks. All right, so now I know who Nick Cannon. Roberta, did you decide to come back now?
Yes, I'm back here. I went to get my oatmeal.
You went to get your oatmeal?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, well, we were about to do the Queen
Which
of Sheep.
Which I'm eating now.
How can you eat it because we've got to do the Queen of Sheep?
We can do the Queen of Sheep.
Not while you're eating your oatmeal.
Of course I can.
Of course you can.
Stop eating for a minute.
All right.
I just love doing that every morning. It's my morning.
Yeah.
Okay, if you live near an Earth Fair, this week you can get a free whole chicken or veggie burgers. I haven't done animal noises in a while.
We've missed them too.
At Earth Fair. Also, a free Splenda Essentials sample.
I'm not quite sure what Splenda Essentials are. Maybe it's Splenda with vitamins. That's what it sounds like. But if you friend them on the Facebook page, you can get a coupon for a free sample. Free Suave samples. This is a real good one. It contains three free Suave samples. It's a sample from Walmart, and we have the link for you, too. Staples, 300 instant labels. This is a $10 value and lots of designs to choose from. You can do back to school, gift labels, custom labels, address labels, whatever. And they'll be completed the same day you place your order. And it's good through August 24th. So if you're really smart, like you'll go in and then your spouse will go in and then, you know, send in one of your kids or send in your neighbor and you can get a whole bunch of them. And Olin Mills, they've got a free portrait package, and we have the coupon for you. Get an 8x10, 2 5x7s, and 8 wallets, and it's completely free, which is terrific. So free pictures, free labels, free shampoo,
free
Splenda,
free
chicken at Earth Fair, or veggie burgers in case, like, you don't eat meat.
All right, so I have been nosing around, not as well as you have. I'm always interested in trying to find ways to help people who are listening to this program. And with the cost of gasolines, thank you, Doug, with the cost of petroleum products, including gasoline, soaring, it's interesting to note that some clothing is getting cheaper.
Oh?
If you look over the past 10 years, the average cost of Levi's 501 jeans has gone from $50 to $46.
Ha!
The price of a Lacoste polo shirt last 10 years has gone from $95 to $75. But then I'm looking at some of these other things. Men's clothing, the underscore here is, men's clothing in average terms has gone down. Cost of women's clothing has gone up. I'm looking at a Louis Vuitton dress. I thought he made bags.
No, they make clothing, too. But who buys that stuff anyway at retail either?
Price of most of the things in the luxury goods market has doubled.
Let me tell you, I was walking down Central Park South yesterday to go to my dentist. It was an amazing office on the 14th floor that overlooks the park. It's just amazing. Full-length windows, so when you're sitting in the chair, you overlook Central Park. I should send you to him. He's really a hoot.
Yeah, I could use Mark another
Schneider.
Dentist.
Yeah, he's really great.
All right, so send me
but
him.
So I'm walking down Central Park South, and I'm looking at all the women walking by. I was right by the Plaza Hotel.
Yeah.
And I swear every single one had a Louis Vuitton bag, and these were the real thing. So we're talking $1,500, $1,800, $2,000 a bag.
New York City at Central Park, Roberta.
And I'm thinking to myself, good Lord.
Who's got this money?
I mean, and you could feed a family of four, you know, in Indonesia for 3 years with the price of one of those bags cost.
I don't think that's what's on those people's minds.
Well, you know, the thing in New York is it's not the jewelry. It's not the shoes, because people wear comfy shoes and sneakers.
Yeah.
It's not even the clothes. The status symbol in New York, handbag.
Handbags.
That's it. Hand down. Yep,
now,
handbags. And big handbags. Not
big
little,
ones.
Not little teeny tiny
big
ones.
Big bags.
No. Because New Yorkers carry their life with them.
Big bags.
But good Lord, I mean, $2,000 for a handbag. And they were all Louis Vuitton. That's what amazed me. Every single bag I saw was a Louis Vuitton.
Brooks Brothers suits going down in prices. Here's a woman's wrap dress.
Mm-hmm.
These things, I'm looking at this thing and I'm thinking to myself, what in the world makes this cost $325?
Right.
10 years ago, it cost $190, and now it's $325 from a company called DVF. Who are they? Does that ring a bell with you?
DVF. It sounds familiar.
DVF.
Diana von Furstenberg.
Oh, hello. Duh.
Yeah.
Why didn't I figure that out? Yeah. So there.
Oh, she's known for her wrap dresses. That's like her signature dress.
It is. Mm-hmm. So the average cost has gone up from $190 to $325 in the last 10 years for these same dresses that have a material that probably cost $15.
But you know what the thing with those dresses are, Doug?
What?
They never go out of style.
Really?
They're absolute classics.
Yeah,
and as long as you don't, you know, put on an amazing amount of weight, because the wrap dresses, you know, you could adjust for a size or two, depending on what your weight is.
Yeah.
So you buy one of those dresses, and you have it's a for life dress.
For life.
Yeah.
But how many people keep things like how many women?
Diana
men
von Furstenberg. Absolutely, they keep them.
Really.
Yeah. That's why you buy a dress like that, because you're going to keep it.
All right. Let's see if we can get people to try to figure out what the number one worst thing is for your teeth. 800 510-825-5. First person in with the right answer to this. This is not difficult, but it underscores when we get to the discussion after the right answer is produced. When you get to the discussion of this, I learned a lot. You were just talking about going to the dentist is what made me think. I was in the dentist chair a couple of days ago as well, and this comes up over and over and over again, depending on how good your dentist is. So for moms and dads who are trying to protect the well-being of their children, this may be just considered common sense with some, maybe not with others. The worst food, the worst thing you can possibly put in your mouth when it comes to the health of your teeth is, you fill in the blank, 800-510-8255 some of that free e-food. What's the worst thing? What most impacts the health of your teeth? In other words, negatively, if you put this in your mouth, what's going to do it? I wanted, before we left the discussion, we have two things that are sort of a thread to conversation this hour. A good news and these people who are in the service and what's happening with men and women who are out in harm's way. There seems to be a lot of attention to this with obvious connection to the Chinook helicopter that went down in Afghanistan. The story of the Fessenden family, F-E-S-S-E-N-D-E-N. Ernie Fessenden and Chris Fessenden, among others. This is a story about Ernie, whose brother Chris was on tours of duty in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Ernie was one of these brothers. We all see these things. You know, you're an only child, Roberta, so you don't really get this. Some of us have very close connections to our siblings. Some of us don't. This story is a great story about these two. The Fessenden family sending off their son, Chris, who went into the service in 2007. And with him, he brought a radio-controlled model truck and a wireless video camera. And he used this to look for bombs under trucks and stuff. This is not government issue. His brother sent this to him for him to look. You know how the IEDs have knocked off so many people along the roadsides in Iraq because that no good, I don't want to use the word that I use with Rumsfeld, but at any rate, we lost 4,000 men over there needlessly because of the lack of MRAPs. Finally, they got built, but in the meantime, it cost a lot of lives. Yeah. Anyway, so this guy was worried about his brother, so he sends him a model truck outfitted with a video camera, and he uses this truck to check for bombs.
Well, yeah, how many times you hear that families are sending the servicemen the right kind of bulletproof vests?
Yeah, and the right helmets.
Helmets and the right shoes.
Chairs spent $1 million. Here we have a $700 billion budget, and we don't have enough money to either pay the soldiers well, to have them with protective gear. What are we talking about here? You realize how
nuts
this is?
And the families, sometimes, you know, the community does a fund drive and
so
buys the stuff
kid
for them.
That has a remote control truck, essentially souped up, and it's prevented the death of six soldiers. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago was the most recent time it was used, and they put the device under every vehicle that they go under, and last week they found, or about 2 weeks ago, I guess, they found bombs underneath their Humvee.
But how simple a device is this? And how much could it possibly cost to make something
like this? It's a little truck. It's a toy truck, for God's sakes.
That
you can buy at any toy store for $20. And he put a camera in it, and that was it.
Amazing.
It really is. It's disgusting. It is disgusting. It's wonderful that this kid loved his brother enough, but disgusting that we're still, A, using Humvees at all, and, B, that we don't have something other than this to look underneath. Why doesn't every soldier over there, am I the only one who gets this? I mean, what the hell's the matter with the people? I want to come across, I'm going down, I'm going from good news pretty quickly over the cliff here. But it is so crazy. People think about what we're doing here. And the fact that this kind of stuff is provided to a man, and without it, he would have been dead. A little car with a motorized car with a little camera in it so they can look underneath the, and the government doesn't provide those with us. So, I mean, my God. Okay. Having said that, we are going to get to the bottom of what is worst for your teeth in a moment. I don't know how much TV time we're going to have, but let's get to this. Is more fun, actually. Anyway, if everything, the summer stuff this year is really kind of crummy, so there's not a lot of excitement about anything other than the taping of Two and a Half Men this week. So we'll get to this in a second. What can you put in your mouth that is, what is, according to the research, the worst thing you can put in your mouth for the health and well-being of your teeth? Answer coming right up from you here on Good Day.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Looking to shake up your family's dinner and bring some added excitement to summer meals? Author of the Kitchen Coach Cookbook series and culinary ambassador Jennifer Bushman has tips to add flavor.
Tapping into the flavor of summer is easy. Sometimes even a timeless staple like chicken needs some new inspiration. When I'm looking to put a twist on a favorite, I turn to Lowry's seasoned salt and marinades for uncomplicated, inspiring ideas. My trick is to update classics with lively flavor to make the old feel fresh and new.
And how can you make chicken more delicious?
A recent favorite of mine is grilled chicken pizza. I marinate the chicken in the new Lowry's original seasoned salt marinade to add a zing of sweet and savory spice to this dish. Then just add the grilled chicken slices to the pizza crust along with fresh vegetables and cheese. You can skip the oven completely by cooking your pizza right on the grill, giving it that great brick oven taste. It's ready in only 20 minutes.
This recipe and more can be found at Lowry's.com. I'm Lynn West.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
All right. Denny is calling. I've got about 3 seconds for this. The story, by the way, of how this toy saved these soldiers' lives is one of the top stories from today's show at DougStephan.com. Denny, what do you have to add to that quickly?
Well, and you were wondering why we don't have lots of those over there. I'm saying that if some defense contractor were making them at $1 million a pop,
yeah,
we'd have lots of them over there.
Yep,
it's all about spending money.
Yep, you're right about that. It's a sickness in our country. We got to do something about it. All right, Liz, what's the worst thing you can put in your mouth for your teeth?
Apple juice.
Not correct. Good guess, though. Kirby, what do you think it is?
Fluoride.
Fluoride, interesting, for different reasons. That it's not good for you, but it's because not because of what it does to your teeth, but it does to it's a cancer-causing agent, but that's not the right answer here. Terry, what do you think the answer is?
Peanut brittle.
Peanut brittle, interesting. Mm. Yep. Catherine in Salt Lake City, what do you think it is?
Ice. Chewing ice or crunching on ice causes hairline cracks in your teeth.
Yeah, it could. I'm talking about the general all-around health. Maria's in Needles, California. Hi, what do you think it is, Maria? Maria, you
want I'm sorry. Fruit juices.
That's as close as you can probably come. Fruit flavored citrus bubbly juices that have
orange soda, lemon soda,
phosphoric acid, and tartanic acid ruin your teeth. Stay away from it.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Silence is golden. 53 past the hour. It's the ever-loving better living time with the Doug Steffen Good Day Gang, and one of our gang members is Warren Eckstein, who may be, if you're a dog or a cat, your very best friend in life. I find him to be one of my good friends, and that's why he's here, sort of focused on how to better take care of those beings that we love so much. I have kissed and I don't know why lately I've been hugging Charlotte a lot. She's full of unbelievable energy this summer. She has a little bit of arthritis. And I figured out the other day, Warren, what happened. She was a puppy. She was about 3 years old. We were driving down the street. It was a lesson. Please, folks, listen to this because it's a lesson that I don't want you to learn with your pet, your dog, especially the hard way. We all love to have our dogs hang out the window, sniffing the air, and doing that sort of thing. So when I think it was the first summer that Charlotte was here on the farm with me, I was driving the pickup truck down the road, and it's about a mile away from the farm on this windy back road. You know, there are a lot of things along the road that the dogs love to sniff, and Charlotte loves to grab out and get branches and leaves and that kind of stuff. I don't know what the heck the appeal is, but she just likes to do it. So I'm doing maybe 15, 16, 18 miles an hour because of the sharp bend in the road. Charlotte sees something, and she grabs it, and she out the window. She's gone. One second, she's there, and the next second, she's gone. So I screech the truck to a halt. I'm like apoplectic. Every thought going through my mind, my God, what happened to Charlotte? And I run around the front of the truck, and she's coming around looking at me with a sad look on her face. Her face is all scarred up. Her shoulder is skinned. And she's so bewildered, but you know, she doesn't understand what's happened. She just knows that her world got knocked upside down. And so from that, and I had the window open full, didn't even think about it. From that point to this, I have never had 1 second in any truck or anything that I was driving that window wasn't up at least to above her nose, so she couldn't get out. But she could still stick her nose out the window. But the point I'm making, one of the points I'm making, other than you need to be careful about how you carry the dog around your car, is that she landed on her shoulder, and now that she's 11, She has a little arthritis in the shoulder, and I think it came from that. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. An injury can definitely bring on arthritis later. But, you know, you brought up a valid point. There was a brand-new study, a brand-new survey done by AAA talking about how many more accidents now based on the fact that, that drivers are distracted by their pets in the car. Now, you know how I feel. I'm not a big person. I don't believe dogs should be in cages. However, I am a firm believer that when you're driving with your pet, that the dog or the cat should be in some type of a restraint, whether it be a doggy seatbelt, whether it be a carrier or a kennel. Because think about this. Here's a statistic you might not know. An unrestrained 10-pound dog in a crash at only 30 miles per hour will exert over 300 pounds of pressure, while an unrestrained 80-pound dog at a crash at 30 miles an hour will exert 2,400 pounds of pressure. Can you imagine the devastation to the dog as well as anyone else in the car if, heaven forbid, there's an accident at just 30 miles an hour? So restraining is really important. And they say a lot of people are distracted because they're reaching around to pet the dog. They're reaching around to give the dog a treat. And I understand all of that. But the bottom line is it is distracting, and there's been a definite increase in accidents because people want to spend more time with their pets in the car, which is a good thing as long as it's done in a safe and sensible way.
Charlotte goes with me everywhere. She's out the door and into the truck before the door is open, and she's... in there.
I've seen her drive, by the way, and she's much better driver
than
you.
She may be. She doesn't text while she's driving like I do, which is bad.
Or put her makeup on.
Yeah, right, exactly. Farting in the car. All right, you have blogged on this story, the dogs that were being held hostage in a Sydney business drama. What's that story?
Yeah, years ago there was a movie out called The Black Marble. And it was basically about a dog that was stolen from a dog show and held hostage. And what the hostage would do is send a piece of the dog's ear to the woman. And eventually, it's a fabulous book. And Joseph Wambach wrote it. It was a movie also. But anyway, the thing is that now people are starting to realize just how close people are to their pets. And you know what? I think there's parents out there that would probably pay more ransom for their dog or cat than they would probably for their kids. So I think you're going to see more and more of this starting to happen. I'm hearing more and more about dogs being held for hostage in many different situations. So
really?
This is what I tell people. If you have a dog, if your dog's in the backyard, know where your dog is. Put a lock on your gates. Dogs are being stolen left and right and held for ransom. Even worse, Doug, they're being sold for experimentation in universities.
All right, so that we can't have.
No,
you got to be careful about these because these animals are the animals. We love these animals.
They're part,
They're part of us. Charlotte,
absolutely.
I couldn't imagine my life and how it's been the last 8 years with this dog is such an important part of my life. I couldn't imagine it being more pleasant than having her around. Warren, it's very pleasant to have Warren Eckstein around. Check him out. His picture in the contributors box brings you to all of his web.